So I just wanted to also echo that we work a lot in the supply chain, and certainly there is great interest from global buyers in ESG, and ESG is certainly looking at some of the issues that lack clarity in forestry, such as primary forests, as Maureen has said, such as forest degradation. And I do think it's important to find consensus on these topics and to be able to speak to one voice and not to look at sort of pitting nation against nation, but really to uphold sustainable forest management. So certainly as an observer, I would support the work that's focused on definitions around primary forest degradation and intact forests. I would add to that as well. I think there is a voice for elected government officials, because often some of these discussions are left to those that are unelected, that don't represent necessarily the public. And there's, you know, certain interests that are forwarded that are not necessarily in the interests of our forests or our communities. I also just wanted to say that I heard a lot of comments to date about the importance to support sustainable forest management. And obviously that's easy for me to agree with. We're a standard that supports sustainable forest management. But I'd like us to think about talking about it differently. It's something that we've had to do as well. And to think about what are the critical issues in society today that are cared about, whether it's climate resiliency or fire resiliency or species maintenance or recovery or rights or human rights, and ensure that people know that to solve those issues, you need sustainable forest management. So start with the issue of topic of a public relevance and then show how SFM addresses that, as opposed to starting with SFM, because often people lose interest when they don't see the relevancy of it. And I think the more effective we are at that, the more we can let the world know that SFM is about advancing these challenges issues, as opposed to what we were just talking about. Right now they're thinking about forests as threats to climate, threats to species loss, threats in terms of degradation, threats in terms of social impact. We need to solve for the negative, but have to push on the positive that forests provide, and it is SFM that provides all of that. So certainly collaborative work in the positioning and communications of those themes is also something that certainly we feel is very important. So thank you.